104.3 FM University Radio Network presents The Good Morning Wake-Up Show, a radio show for the English-speaking community in Puerto Vallarta and Banderas Bay, with your host, Michael Nolan. Welcome.
The corn is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning! Oh, what a beautiful day! I got a beautiful feeling. Going my way. All the cattle are standing like statues. All the cattle are standing like statues. They don't turn their heads as they see me ride by. But a little brown maverick is winking her eye. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. All the sounds of the earth are like music. All the sounds of the earth are like music. The breeze is so busy, it don't miss a tree. And old weeping willow is laughing at me. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Good Morning Wake-Up Show with your host, Michael Nolan, here on University of Guadalajara Radio, 104.3 FM. That was from a musical by Roger and Hammerstein, Oklahoma. They did the musical many, many years ago, and that was a special request to Catherine down at Nacho Daddy's plays that they put on all the time. I want to say welcome and good morning to her. And elote, she'll know what that means. Hey, I want to say thank you very much for tuning in. Today is Saturday, October 26th. Yesterday marked the official day that there's only two more months till Christmas. So about 60 more days and it'll be December 25th and we'll be celebrating Christmas, or December 24th and 5th as it goes here in Mexico. Well, it's been a busy week here at the university. We had a very, very special graduation of about 31 students on Wednesday, and now we have 31 new lawyers here in the Bay of Banderas and wherever they may end up with their career. I want to congratulate them. They all finished their bachelor's degree. Unlike the United States, and I think maybe Canada, where most of the graduations are at the last part of December, the biggest ones are usually in the last part of May, and then usually there's a small one in July. Here at the university, when the students get enough credit hours, they can go ahead and graduate, and they do so more instead of just a whole university graduating with all the different majors. We do it here by each major. And as I mentioned, the lawyers all graduated this past week, 31 of them. So congratulations to them. I wish in each and every one of them good luck and great success. Hey, this morning at 10 a.m., we're going to have a Science Saturday. I apologize I didn't notify you earlier about it because I didn't know about it. No one at the university told me. But anyway, it starts today at 10 o'clock in the main auditorium, and it's all going to be about the world of crocodiles, crocodilos. As you know, there's a lot of them down here. Matter of fact, we have about 40 of them on campus, ranging from little tiny baby crocodiles all the way up to our big guy, Goliad, who's been here longer than the university campus, which is 25 years plus. And I would say he's probably close to 50 years old. Many of you don't realize that this campus at one time was just a big marshy swamp, or the land is where the campus is. And when the campus was built, Goliad was here. They captured him. They put him in a pen. And now he's kind of like the boss of the biological department or biology department preserve that we have. We have lots of different creatures and tortoises, crocodiles, lizards, iguanas, all types of wildlife, birds, things like that, here in a little confined area right next to the museum, the Peter Gray Art Gallery. And anyway, today we're going to study all about the world of crocodiles at Science Saturday. It'll start around 10 a.m. and run for about an hour, hour and a half. So if you are looking for something to do with the kids today, any of them from about 3 years old up to high school level, Science Saturday is a great opportunity and a great to learn a lot of stuff, and it's a lot of fun for the kids. So be sure to bring them here to the campus today at 10 o'clock, and they'll learn all about crocodiles. Before I go any further, I want to congratulate all of the 3,200-plus, they don't have an exact number, but there was about 3,200 people ran last week or walked in the Black Tiger Run. It was the third annual Black Tiger Run. It was a 2K, 5K, and 10K. And I want to congratulate all the people that did successfully complete the course. I know our producer and head engineer here at the university, Chepi Gomez, he actually participated and finished in it. He put some of his start time and finish time and some of his videos on Facebook this week, and it was always fun to see those. So anyway, congratulations to Chepi and the other 3,200 people that took place in the Black Lion Run last week. So congratulations to all of them. Hey, I want to talk about something really serious right now. There's a extreme large outbreak of dengue fever going around Puerto Vallarta, the Bay of Banderas, as well as many other parts of the world. And it's basically a very, very crippling symptom that you can get from a mosquito bite. And there's lots and lots of mosquitoes hanging around this part of the world with all the fresh water, the rainwater, the standing puddles and everything that we've had over the last several months. And there's just lots and lots of mosquitoes. And the university biology department, the medical department, they're all asking us to talk about the prevention of being bit by mosquitoes. And you can do so by covering up pretty much, wearing long sleeves and long pants, hats, also using protective repellent, mosquito repellent. There's all kinds of brands you can buy, but it's very, very important. And mosquitoes feed mainly early in the morning and late in the evening. So it's very important that you try and cover yourself up, use repellent, and stay away from the mosquitoes if you can. If you do have a yard or an area that has standing water in it, try and reduce the water level or put some chlorine in it. They don't like chlorine. It's why they don't really, you don't see them in pools a lot. And of course, they don't mess with the salt water. It's just standing fresh water is where they breed and where they live in. So please be sure to take care of yourself and try and prevent being bit by any mosquitoes. And we don't want anybody else to be sick, sick, sick with the dengue fever. Hey, I want to talk about something real quick. The SWAM program has been going on for a couple of months now. That's the free educational program that we have here at the university for anyone over 60 years of age. But the Spanish lessons have not started yet, nor have the English classes. So we hold off on the Spanish because there's so many gringos or expats that come down here from the United States and Canada that want to learn Spanish. So we hold off a couple of months, unlike the rest of the classes, till a lot of the snowbirds get down here. So starting on the 6th of November, we're going to have beginning and intermediate classes in Spanish. Going to be taught by very, very good professors here at the university and some volunteers. So if you're interested in learning Spanish, which if you're living down here, it'll make your life a whole lot easier when you go to the bank, when you go to the store, when you're doing a lot of things like ordering your food, trying to do any transaction, or just communicating with your friends and neighbors. It's a great opportunity to learn your second language, Spanish, or it might be your third or fourth. But anyway, the SWAM class is going to be starting, as I mentioned, on November 6th. And I highly urge everyone that wants to learn Spanish to enroll here at the university. You can do so by just calling the main number at 226-2233 and ask for the information, or go to the university website, www.cuc.udg.mx. Or if you want to contact me, you can do so at 104.3 wakeupshow@gmail.com. So, want to highly suggest anybody that wants to learn Spanish to please enroll in the SWAM program starting November 6th. All the classes are free and open to the public. So please find out the information and enroll. We're going to take a break right now, play a little music, and come back. I'm going to talk about a couple of other things that are happening here in the Bay of Banderas and at the university. And we'll be right back.
The Good Morning Wake Up Show will be back in a few minutes. Let's have a little talk at the Good Morning Wake Up Show.
Is a burning thing. and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Well, welcome back to the Good Morning Wake Up Show with your host, Michael Nolan, here on University of Guadalajara Radio, 104.3 FM. I want to say thank you very much again for tuning in. Hey, I do have an email. If you are a gringo or if you are a Canadian expat, someone from Europe that is an English speaker only and want to learn Spanish, we're going to have, as I mentioned earlier, the SWAM program. Classes are going to be starting on November 6th. The Spanish classes will be held in both intermediate and basic or very beginning. And they're not just classroom books, repeat after me, books, repeat after me. It's really, really a lot of fun. What they do is they help you with some of the basic words and how they're commonly used. And then you can sometimes go to restaurants. They'll have outings where they take different little day trips, or they might help you sit down with some of the bilingual students here at the campus. They're really a lot of fun. They're very easy, and I think there's still some room. I know they've become very, very popular over the last several years. So, again, they're Spanish classes, beginning and basic, and intermediate. They're free. They're open to the public, and the classes begin November 6th. If you'd like more information, please send this young lady an email, and she will respond back to you. Her name is Eleanor Hawthorne, and her email is eleanorhawthorne@gmail.com. Now, I'm going to spell that. It's eleanorhawthorne@gmail.com. If you'll email her, she'll respond back with all the information and a sheet that you need to fill out for enrollment, and you'll be set and ready to learn Spanish. Hey, the Day of the Dead's coming up. As you know, last week I played an interview with Rebecca Santiago, who has a show here on Tuesday nights, and we talked all about the Day of the Dead, what the true meaning is here in Mexico. There's going to be lots and lots of festivities. One of them started last night at one of the hotels that had a big Halloween trick-or-treat type deal, and so that was a lot of fun. I didn't go, but I heard it was good. But anyway, the Day of the Dead, a lot of things are starting up any time now. Basically the 30th through the 3rd, there's going to be all types of altars, all types of big expositions down on the Malecone. A lot of the restaurants jump in with themes to where some of the hostesses and waiters and waitresses wear costumes, especially around the 1st and 2nd. And there's going to be all kinds of events. I know Bucerías, the little town of Bucerías north in Nueva Vallarta, Bucerías area, they're going to have a really, really fun festival starting at 6 p.m. on the 1st of November. They're going to have a 12-piece mariachi group. They're going to have a really, really unique parade. They're going to have fireworks. So if you're looking for something to do on November 1st, Bucerías is the place to go. Get there around 6 o'clock and enjoy all the festivities. It's going to be a lot of fun. So that's just one of the many, many celebrations will be taking place all over the Bay of Banderas area for Day of the Dead. Hey, talk about things to do that are fun. Last Saturday after the show, I went home and ate a little bit, then took a nap, as I always do. And then I went down to Encanto, which is a really, really fun restaurant, really, really fun speakeasy. They have some of the best live entertainment in the whole Bay of Banderas. But they do something special every Saturday at 4 p.m. Aunt Pearl comes down from Tuna, Texas on the bus, and unfortunately it takes her about 2 days to get down here. It's about a 36-hour trip. But anyway, Aunt Pearl comes down every Thursday, takes her all day Friday, and she gets in here about 3:30 on Saturday. But it's time for her to change and take a shower or a bath in the Rio Quali. She takes a real quick bath there, and then she puts on her clothes, and she comes in, and they have bingo. They play bingo every Saturday at 4 o'clock at the Encanto, which is right on the Quali River, the road going out of town. So if you're in the romantic zone and you're going out of town, not in town, but out of town, the road, Highway 200, closest to the mountains, right at the Quali River. On the right-hand side is the Encanto, and they just have more fun than you'll ever think about having on Saturday afternoons. It's not a boring bingo, I'll tell you what. You better come prepared to laugh, have a good time, have some few drinks. They have some great entertainment at halftime. So I highly urge, if you're looking for something to do this afternoon, go down to the Encanto at 4 o'clock and play bingo. You'll be glad you did. And they have a new chef there, a new cook at Encanto, that's going to be having some samplers today. And I'm sure you're going to have a good time and a lot of fun, so be sure to go there. Hey, there's a really, really cool festival coming up right now. It starts today and tomorrow. It's all about birding up in San Pancho. So if you want to know anything, it's the Festival of Birds today and tomorrow up in San Pancho. And it starts about 10 o'clock and goes till 1. And then again, they're going to have a bunch of stuff and speakers from 4 to 7. And then tomorrow, they're going to have a lot of different things, but you can go and find out all about it. The birding, there's so many migratory birds down here in this part of the world, and right now is a really popular time because some are leaving for the winter and some are coming down here. All the cold birds up there in Canada, they don't like to freeze, so they come down here and enjoy it just like the whales do. So anyway, you can go online and find out all about the birding festival that's going on up in San Pancho or San Francisco, whatever you want to call it, up in the Bar Navidad Banderas in Nagarit. So, again, that's starting today. Well, it's time to take another break. We're going to have a neat interview about the School of the Americas, what they're doing for Halloween. Then we'll play some more music, and I'll be back near the end of the show to close it out. So, anyway, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Let's have a little talk at the Good Morning Wake Up Show. You are listening to the Good Morning Wake Up Show.
That's sound? Everybody look what's going by. Stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going by. Stop.
Welcome back, everybody, to the third half of the Good Morning Wake Up Show with your host, Michael Nolan. Today, I'm very fortunate to have Amanda Gonzalez Morano. She is the Communications Director at the America School of Puerto Vallarta. And we're here to talk about a very, very special event coming up. So, Amanda, thank you very much for taking your time to be on the Good Morning Wake Up Show.
Well, good morning, everyone. And I wanted to invite everyone, Michael, if I may, in this whole effort to reach out to the community and really about worrying about people's well-being right now, we have inaugurated our well-being studio. Our well-being studio is offering classes including post and prenatal yoga, baby and me for really, newborns, and then romp and roll toddler gym for toddlers, and gentle yoga and meditation. We also have yoga for parents, but we also have yoga for teens and mindfulness and meditation sessions for teens. This is a very exciting opportunity. The new studio is beautiful. And if you want to do some yoga or some meditation, or you know someone with a newborn or who's pregnant who wants to benefit from these opportunities, we have a well-being studio. And the email is wellbeing@aspv.edu.mx, or you can go to our website, aspv.edu.mx, or call us at 226-7670. The American School is located right across from the Plaza Marina, right next to the airport on Albatross 129. And this well-being studio is open for all the community. We really are embracing this whole idea that, you know, academics are so important, but schools even are looking at, you know, the ability for students to take care of themselves and to have good health practices, to really integrate all aspects of our person into, you know, thriving and becoming successful.
Well, you all reach out to community all the time in so many ways. I know there's several times a year that your students put on plays and at the school itself, and they're very entertaining. I know we're still a little bit away from it, but last year, or 2 years ago, I think maybe both, you had like a Halloween party.
Yes.
A dress-up costume party, because my granddaughters were here, and they both went and had a great time intermingling with the other students and all the games and activities. And I remember it was the only place in town I could go and get Krispy Kreme donuts. That was
yes,
fabulous.
Please,
thank you for that.
Please save the date. This year, it's going to fall on a Friday. It's Friday, November 1st, actually, so it doesn't overlap with, you know, your actual 31st of October trick-or-treating. So the next day, and it's an amazing party. It's a celebration of the Day of the Dead and Halloween together, and it's a fair. And you'll have great games and delicious food and just an opportunity to meet members from our community across, you know, Puerto Vallarta, not only, as you say, students from our school.
And it's November 1st at what time?
It starts at 6:30 p.m.
Okay.
You know, it's getting dark. Our parents do an amazing job just decorating everything. We have a haunted house. There's always great surprises.
Well, someone emailed me the other day and said, Michael, is there somewhere that you know of to where we can take our kids to have a safe Halloween experience and get some candy and trick-and-treat, things like that?
This is it.
And I said, this is a great opportunity. I'll talk to Amanda, see if they're going to do it this year. So now she's here telling us about November 1st at 6 o'clock, and it's going to be at the school. Also, I had somebody ask me, hey, do you know somewhere where us adults can go trick-or-treat? Instead of candy, we want tacos and margaritas.
Well, that's also your
place. I said, that's your place. You can go there, too.
For donuts, as you say.
For donuts, Krispy Kreme. But you can get the tacos. Or they do have food. And they also, you can walk across the street to one of the many, many restaurants in the marina and get your margaritas there.
So great, exciting things happening at the American School. We have the University Fair, which is an opportunity to talk to representatives from over 90 universities.
90 schools, wow.
International schools, Mexico, the United States, Canada, and Europe. Everyone is represented there. It's on October 7th. It's a Monday. It's at 11 a.m. Then we have our well-being studio that launched classes with yoga, meditation, mindfulness.
It's at the school there.
It is at the school.
Open to the public.
It's open to the public. For schedule information, you can follow us on Instagram. We are at American School PV. On Facebook, we are ASPV Mexico. And you can go to our website. It's aspv.edu.mx. All the schedules are available there. We have multiple schedules. But teen mindfulness and meditation and teen yoga are two amazing opportunities that we're so excited to be hosting. Great instructors. They're at 4 p.m., so it doesn't overlap with school or anything. And then, of course, coming up at the end of the month or the beginning of November, the first day of November, our great Halloween party, which is usually, you know, it's a guaranteed fun, great food, great costumes.
And adults, most of the adults and teachers all dress up also.
We all dress
so
up.
So it's a good opportunity to put on your Halloween costume and come. So
thank you so much, Michael, for hosting this. We really hope to see you there, and we hope to come and talk more about the Halloween party soon.
As long as I have the Good Morning Wake Up Show, you know my microphone's always open to you all. And I appreciate the time that you took today to come and educate and inform everybody about the University College Fair that's taking place on October 7th from 11 to 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the Convention Center. So, Amanda, thank you very much, and please know you're always welcome to come back. If you have questions, you can go to the website, which is aspv.edu.mx. Or give the school a call at 322-226-7670. Amanda, thank you very much for all the information. We appreciate it. Okay, we're going to take another break. We'll be back with more of the Good Morning Wake Up Show here in just a couple minutes.
The Good Morning Wake Up Show will be back in a few minutes. You are listening to the Good Morning Wake Up Show.
Well, welcome back to the Good Morning Wake Up Show. Once again, I want to thank Amanda Gonzalez for helping us out there and finding the information. I apologize. That was part of an interview we did several weeks ago that we talked about the college fair that was very, very successful for all the college, high school students here in the Bay of Banderas. But, anyway, they're going to have a really, really special Halloween party on November. I believe it said the first in the evening, and you'll be able to either go there or enjoy one of the great, great things, on the Malecon or go up to Boosterias. There's always a lot of fun things going on up there, and I know on November 1st we're going to have that very, very special Halloween party, and I hear they have like a 13-band mariachi that will be really, really entertaining. And then a little earlier I was talking about playing bingo at Encanto. They are going to have the same entertainment there that they have. It's a folklore dancing program. It's like ballet folklore. It's basically a bunch of kids that are between 5 and 6 years old up to adulthood, and they do all type of traditional folklore dances from Mexico. Very, very traditional. The costumes are just incredible and really, really beautiful. So they're going to be doing that also at the Boosterias Festival on November 1st. So I highly urge you go up there from 6 to 11. And as I mentioned earlier, it's going to close out with a big, big, huge fireworks display. And that's going to be a lot of fun. Anyway, I want to take the time to thank Jonathan. He comes in every Saturday morning. He's my producer and engineer for the Good Morning Wake Up Show. I want to say thank you to him for coming in every Saturday morning early and getting this show on the air. If it wasn't for you all, or if it wasn't for Jonathan turning on the knobs and controlling all the volumes and putting the interviews on, there wouldn't be much of a Good Morning Wake Up Show. Just me here talking to a dead microphone. Anyway, we're going to play a couple of songs right now, and then I'll be back right before the end of the show to close it out. I want to once again remind you about the SWAM program. If you want to do that, learn Spanish, contact Eleanor Hawthorne. Her email is eleanorhawthorne@gmail.com. And we'll spell that once again. It's eleanorhawthorne@gmail.com. Okay, we're going to play a couple songs, and I'll be back to close out the show here in just a couple minutes. If you'd like to contact me about anything, you can do so at 104.3wakeupshow@gmail.com. We'll be right back.
Thank you. you make good for all the nasty tricks you pull. Seems like we're making up more than we're making love. And it always seems you got something on your mind other than me. Girls, you got to change your crazy ways. You hear me? Say you're leaving on a 7:30 train and that you're heading out to Hollywood. Girl, you've been giving me the line so many times it kinda gets like feeling bad. Looks good.
Crazy by Aerosmith. Thank you, Jonathan, for playing that one. I love it. Hey, I want to say thank you very much for tuning in today. We'll be back next Saturday at 9 a.m. with more of the Good Morning Wake Up Show. I've got two really fun interviews I think you'll really enjoy for next Saturday, so be sure to tune in at 9 a.m. Please tell all your friends and neighbors. You can do so by listening on the radio at 104.3 FM, or you can go to the university website, www.cuc.udg.mx. Click on the little radio tab on the right-hand side, and you can listen via the Internet on your computer. And you can also tell all your friends all around the world. They can do the exact same thing. Again, I want to say thank you very much for tuning in. If you want to contact me about being on the show, if you're a charity, some type of organization with special event coming up, or if you're just a very interesting person, or just want to call and talk about something, you can do that. You can reach me at 104.3 wakeupshow@gmail.com. And be sure, once again, to go to the university website to check out all the great events we're having here on campus. www.cuc.udg.mx. Jonathan, thank you again for tuning in this morning. We'll be back next Saturday with more of the Good Morning Wake Up Show. Have a great week, and watch out for the potholes. There's a lot of big, big, big ones right now. I saw a Volkswagen in one yesterday and could just see barely see the top of the potholes. All right, have a great week. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
104.3 FM University Radio Network has brought you the Good Morning Wake-Up Show. Be sure to tune in and listen next Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Hasta la vista.